Maayong hapon kaninyong tanan ug daghan kaayong salamat sa inyong kanunay nga pagpaminaw sa atong kada semana nga programa sa radyo. Ako si Manang Trini. Every Sunday po tayo from 4:20 to 5:20. Of course, ako po'y Bisaya kaya ako'y nagbibisaya. Pero pwede naman po tayong magtagalog. However, I invite everybody na kung gusto niyong tumawag sa istasyon natin para sumali sa amin is 09. Tawag lang po kayo sa 09-815-8100. O syempre pa, you can listen to us anywhere kasi live streaming po ta karon sa www.planetaudio.org/samotsari/player. Ayan. Magandang hapon, Ati Jo. Ang pinakamagandang dilag sa istasyon natin.
Nagmana lang sa'yo. Magandang hapon po sa lahat ng nakikinig sa ating programang Samotsari. Tuwing Linggo po, alas 4:20 hanggang alas 5:20 ng hapon. Sana po ay makakaniig namin kayo sa isang oras na naman nating sa ating programang Samotsari. Maraming nihanda sa atin po si Manang Trini tsaka yung mga balita natin. So, abangan po sa kabuuan ng ating programa.
Ayan. Ang programa po natin ito ay hatid sa atin ng ating mga masugid na mga sponsors. Planet Earth Travel, J&M Foods and Butchery Limited, Wilson West, New Zealand Homelands Massey, Western Union at marami pang iba. Mm-hmm. Ayan. And speaking of which, ito po ang Philippine Travel Specials natin ngayong hapon, Ate Jo. We, without further ado.
Oo. Ito po ang hanggang May 30. So, Asia, Cathay Pacific, Asia Special Fare to Manila, Cebu, Clarkfield, return from $999 New Zealand dollars. Cheap airfare from Oakland to Manila, Cebu, or Clarkfield, Philippines. Sales end on the 30th of May. Last day to depart New Zealand is by December 7, alis sa New Zealand po. Routing Oakland via Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu, or Clarkfield and vice versa. Return economy class airfare valid for 3 months, inclusive of fuel taxes, applicable departure airport taxes. Siyempre po, pricing is subject to availability, particularly during school holidays. Inclusive of minimal travel agent booking, service fees, meals, and entertainment are provided. 30 kg ang baggage at 7 kilos po ang hand carry. Ticketing within 24 hours of confirmation regardless of travel dates. Ang change fee po ay day change ay $200. Ang refund naman po ay $500. Kaya kailangan po magpakita kayo at umalis kayo. Ang no-show, $500. Sayang naman yon. Stopover permitted in one direction only but must collect Hong Kong taxes. Child and infant fare, accompanied child 2 to 11 is 75% of the adult fare plus taxes. Infant not occupying a seat is 10% of the adult fare plus taxes. So, tawagan lang po ang customer care service 0800-111-1131 or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz.
Yan. Mm. At ito po ang pangdagdag natin. Galing ito sa ating Philippine Airlines VFR fare from Oakland to Manila. Fly direct to Manila return from 899 on Philippine Airlines. The fastest and the only direct flight from Oakland to Manila. Ito po ang Philippine Airlines, para lang po sa inyong kaalaman, ay flying 3 times weekly. Ngayon po ay Monday, Thursday and Friday from Oakland until 30th of September lang po yan. And then they will change the flying days from Tuesday, Friday and Saturday. Ayan. So hanggang 30th of September, Monday, Thursday, Friday. After that, it will be Tuesday, Friday and Saturday. Ang sale po nito is until further notice. So magmadali na po kayo. Ang departures po nito is until the 30th of November. So routing po is obviously Oakland direct to Manila and vice versa. Pero wag kayong mag-alala if you're coming from Wellington, Queenstown and Dunedin kasi po pwede din po yan with the inclusive domestic flights. Kaya lang po, of course, there is a variance in price. Included on the airfare po is economy return ticket valid for maximum stay of 30 days, minimum of 2 days stay in Philippines. Inclusive of fuel surcharges, applicable airport departure taxes in Auckland and Manila. Inclusive na rin po ito ng travel agent and ticketing fees. Special conditions po applies. Seats are subject to availability. Again, it includes 30 kg check-in baggage, 7 kg hand carry, meals and entertainment, and a shared large monitor daw. Okay, so hindi po yan individual monitor, is shared lang po yan. So ang ticketing po nito is within 24 hours of booking. Non-refundable po ito at any times for either totally used or partially used tickets. So, pero pwede po nyong i-change ang tickets nyo. However, it will warrant a $300 New Zealand fee. Ayan. At plus, of course, ang fare difference sa time na gusto nyo i-change. Ang no-show po nito is $200 New Zealand and it is applicable to all bookings not cancelled 48 hours prior to departure. Ayan. So, tumawag lang po tayo sa 0800 11 11 31 during business hours from Monday to Friday 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Or pwede rin naman kayong mag-book directly online through Travel Planet. .com and of course or email your reservations at planettravel.co.nz. Ayan, so ayan ang ating mga specials. Right, and speaking of specials, diretso muna bibigyan po namin kayo ng isang special na tugtugin. Ito po ay galing sa ating Apo Hiking Society, kaibigan.
Oo, matagal na nating din napapakinggan yan.
Ayan, kaibigan po, special kasi kayo sa amin. Ayan.
Marami pang malalaki. kasama mo ako at kasama rin kita sa hirap at ginhawa. Ako'y katabay mo at may dalang pag-asa. Limutin siya, limutin siya, marami pa.
Nagpahinga, Manay Trini, ang Apo Hiking Society.
Ay, one, ano nangyari to?
Oo. Hindi, kasi ano eh. Ewan ko ba? Nag-skip siguro.
Nag-skip lang ata.
Nag-skip lang.
Never mind. So, ito na po ang local news natin na hatid sa atin ng Planet Earth Travel. San Diego Zoo Safari Park says Maori native to Australia when opening new exhibit. An American zoo has been slammed for using Maori dances in the opening of an Australian exhibition, saying they were native to both countries. San Diego Zoo Safari Park in California launched its Walkabout Australia exhibit yesterday with a Facebook live stream, but viewers were quick to point out the glaring mistake. The video opened with a shot of a group of Maori dancers singing and swinging poi before filmers headed inside the Australia-themed exhibit. San Diego Zoo, are you even serious? You missed April Fools. Your attempt at cultural appropriation is wrong, rude, and offensive, commenter Fiona Clare said. The Maori are from New Zealand, and for you to completely ignore the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island people who are the traditional custodians of Australian land is a joke. Other commenters ask if zoo staff realize Australia and New Zealand were two different countries and criticize them for failing to do their research beforehand. The zoo responded on Facebook with a statement saying, Maori people were native to both nations, staff reported. That comment has since been edited to say they received incorrect information. The various entertainment featured recently in Walkabout Australia is a preview of our upcoming event Summer Safari, which features entertainment from all over the globe. Again, our apologies, the zoo's statements said. As a New Zealander, I can confirm that statement is incorrect, commenter Jason Solomon said. Just plain ignorant and offensive that you try to defend it. Commenter John Swagger said, change the name to Trump Zoo. And that's our local news. Now, isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't know if that's an honest mistake or it's just plain stupidity, really. Anyway, that is our local news for this afternoon. And of course, dadako po tayo sa ating Buhay Pinoy, Ate Jo. And I don't know kung may bulilit news tayo mamaya, but Buhay Pinoy, may article ako dito about, you know, parang history na rin sa mga sa Philippines. Mm-hmm. And ito is about, there is 63 interesting facts about the Philippines na nakita ko.
Marami naman.
Marami nga. Pero we can only cover a few of them, of course. I will give you a page and I will do a page as well, Ate Jo.
Okay.
And this is by Jill Bartholomew, a junior writer. And she actually published this just quite recently, just over a year ago, which is very interesting. Now, it says here that the Philippines was the first country in Southeast Asia to gain independence after World War II in 1945. Now, this is a little bit of history, of course. Mm. I didn't even know that. They were the first Southeast Asia. And the Philippines has the highest rate of discovery of new animal species, with 60 new species of mammals discovered just in the last 10 years. Well, there you go. We're not really that silly, then, are we? Mm. We're good at our researches.
Mm.
Then human trafficking is a problem in the Philippines. The country has the fourth largest number of prostituted children in the world.
there are estimated to be 375,000 women and girls in the sex trades, mostly between the age of 15 and 20, though some are young as 11. Well, that's not a good fact to know, isn't it?
No, very young.
But then again, I suppose if that's a fact, it is what it is, isn't it? But that's a bit sad.
Yeah,
it's
sad, yeah.
Yeah. Now, also here, the world's biggest pair of shoes was made in Marikina City, Philippines, in 2002. The wingtips measured about 17.4 feet, 5.3 meters in length, 7.9 feet in width, and almost 6.6 feet in height. Their cost was 2 million Philippine pesos. Expensive shoes, but who can get into that? So that's probably a promotional shoe, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think this one here, we know about this. The Philippines are named after King Philip II of Spain. We know all of that, don't we? Explorer Roy Lopez de Villalobos named the Eastern Visayas Filipinas first. Ah, and the name was later applied to the entire archipelago. The country's official name is the Republic of the Philippines. Now, the world record for most women breastfeeding simultaneously was 3,541 set in Manila, Philippines, on May 4, 2006. Of the top 10 largest shopping malls in the world, three are found in the Philippines, and that's SM Megamall, SM North EDSA.
Yeah.
I haven't been to EDSA.
Yeah.
And SM Mall of Asia. So there's three.
Okay. So SM lahat sila.
Yeah.
I thought yung Mall of Asia was one of the biggest, but lahat pala SM.
Sa Asia lang siguro. SM Mall of Asia is maybe the biggest in Asia. Pero the top 10 largest shopping malls in the world, three are found in the Philippines. There you go. Saan tayo kaya?
Maraming pera.
Maraming pera tayo eh. Yun na nga eh. Kahit anong hirap ng buhay, pag may mall, hala.
Oh, eto naman. Ito maganda ito, Nay Trini.
Oo, yun na nga eh.
Exciting. The world's largest pearl was discovered by a Filipino diver in Palawan Sea in 1934. Known as the Pearl of Lao Chu or Pearl of the Ala, the gem weighs 14 pounds or 6.35 kg and measures 9.5 inches or 24 centimeters long and 0.4 centimeters in diameter. It has a value of over, guess, $40 million.
Gosh, nasaan kaya yan ngayon?
It is believed to be 600 years old. Nasaan kaya ito?
Yun na nga.
Baka nasaan ito? Nasa museum na...
It's too much money.
So, the Philippines is the world's largest exporter of coconuts and tropical fruits, such as papaya and mangosteen. Some Filipinos are wary of the number 13 and will avoid having 13 people at a table. Also, steps to the main entrance of a house should not fall on a number divisible by 3. Superstitious Filipinos will not travel or bathe on Holy Thursday or Good Friday during Holy Week, the week before Easter.
That's true.
Hindi nga ako naliligo ng Good Friday
totoo
one
yan.
And three day.
Oo,
kasi, I think you can, before 3 o'clock. Kasi ang 3 o'clock kasi doon namatay ang ating Panginoon. So,
yun na
ganon.
Yan. So, yun ang mga Buhay Pinoy interesting facts natin ngayon about the Philippines. So, ipagpapatuloy natin ang iba pa nating interesting facts about the Philippines next week. Ayan. So, ngayon, mag-music na naman tayo ulit, Ate Jo.
Okay. Bubuoyin mo na yan, ha?
Oo, bubuoyin natin to. We'll see. Huwag na nga yung Apo hiking. Minsan kasi para napagod sila, eh. Ayan. How about, shall we go Darin Espanto, Believe in Me. Enjoy po kayo.
Like an island all alone in this ocean that is so cold. without a throne. But somehow I found the strength to go on. 'Cause I believe in me, that miracles do happen. And I believe in dreams, if only you imagine. And will things to happen, and trust things to go on. 'Cause I'm the only one that believes in me.
Ayan, si Darin Espanto, ang galing ng batang yan talaga. One of the Voice Kids winners. Oh, I don't think he won actually. Si Laika yun ang nanalo. But anyhow, that's still a very talented young man. Canadian Pinoy. Ayan. Now, I have something here, Ate Jo, about common face washing mistakes.
Oh, okay.
Ayan.
Oh, yan. Okay. Ano yan? Yung product o yung the way you wash your face?
The way we wash our face. And
okay.
Of course, may product ata to, but we'll have a look, hi, and see what it says.
Sige.
Now, sabi nila, you've nailed your skincare routine, or so you thought. Check out this rundown of cleansing mishaps and see how you're really faring. True or false? No matter how tired or wasted you are, you never ever skip cleansing. If you answered true to this question, you're doing the right thing. Cleansing is one skincare practice you must never neglect. That's false to me. Ikaw, Ate Jo, pag tinamad ka na ba, talagang magki-cleansing ka pa sa mukha?
No, I just wash my face with water and what that cleanser. I mean, what do you mean cleansing? Yung dry cleansing with cotton?
Well, whatever your routine is, you know?
Yung... No, I just wash my face. Mm.
Oh. Yeah, totoo yan. Mm-hmm. Ako, pag ako'y tinamad, wala na yan. Tulog na yan. Wala na.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if you know that there's no better canvas for makeup and no better bare face to show the world than one that's sparkly clean, did you know that you might be doing things that are doing your complexion more harm than good? We're serving you a quick reality check. Read on and don't commit these cleansing sins again. Now, you don't prep the right way. Two things you must do before washing your face. Wash your hands thoroughly to make sure they're clean before you touch your face. And then use makeup remover to dissolve any makeup you have on. Ah, okay. Hindi naman talaga kasi ako nagmi-makeup.
Well, I do. You know, I put on makeup, but I make sure that, you know, before going to bed, I really have to wash my face.
Yeah. So you do makeup remover?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Kasi sabi dapat na makeup remover para ma-dissolve daw ang makeup. I don't know.
Or maybe the cleanser will do that.
Yeah, probably. Hi. Many people forget that they have to remove the barriers on their skin, all the dirt on their hands, and the cosmetics on their faces for them to fully reap the rewards of face washing. So, ayan, dapat maghugas muna ng kamay before maghugas ng mukha.
Of course naman, naghugas ka muna ng kamay, ano? Of course, you have to wet your, ano, babasahin mo yung kamay mo, di ba?
Yeah. Okay. Now, it's hot water all the way for you. Hot water strips your face of moisture. So even if you think it feels better on the skin, it's actually very bad for you. Opt for lukewarm or cold water for face washing.
Kasi yata, no, the hot water closes your pores, whereas cold water opens up your pores. I don't know if it's the other way around.
I think it's the other way around.
Oh, okay.
Kaya lang, of course, it strips all the moisture at the same time.
Oh, you can moisturize after that.
After that anyway.
Yeah.
For of course. Okay, so yan, cold water though is possible. Now, you're overzealous when it comes to washing your face. There is such a thing as washing your face too much. Once in the morning and once before going to bed is enough, but do wash your face before or after a workout. Use a hard-working facial wash, be suited for your skin and your concerns. Okay. Ako naman, hindi naman talaga ako labakara lang, Ate Jo.
Labakara?
Mm.
You know what? There is, when I bought a makeup, I cannot tell you the name on air, but they gave me a white face cloth, which is, I don't know, it's very, very soft, and pag daw nagwawas ako ng mukha ko, yun daw ang gagamitin ko.
Okay.
Yeah, and I did.
Hindi siya magaspang as labakara.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Okay. Yeah. So, yan, labakara lang ako. Wala akong routine talaga. You under-rinse, yet you over-rub. Massage the facial cleansing product on your face in circles to make sure it's distributed evenly and for improved blood circulation as well. So paikot ganun. Yeah, again, hindi naman ako na facial cleansing. Labakara lang.
You know what? Even if you use facial cleanser on your face, you don't really... take note of the circular motion of your fingers, just, you know, for massaging your face. Mm-hmm. You know, basta lilagay mo, and then you put it all over your face.
Yun
tapos,
na.
Oh, yun na. Yun and then na. You rinse it with water, mm-hmm. and that's it.
Di ba may ads ngayon na nakikita mo sa infomercial ba? Yung umiikot na ganun, yung parang brush ganun.
Ah, yung parang massager ba?
Oo. Mm. Tapos ano daw, pang talagang pang-remove daw ng dead skin.
Kaya really?
Pala siguro, you know, palaging nasa infomercial, baka bibili akong ganun.
Okay. You know what? Advertisement defies the truth sometimes.
I know. Yun nga eh. Yeah, yeah. And it says here, don't be in a rush when rinsing. It is important to check the hairline, nose line, neck, and other hard-to-reach areas for any residue to avoid product from clogging your pores. Mm-hmm. Avoid rubbing your face to let it dry after cleansing because this might lead to inflammation. Oh. Instead, pat dry with a soft towel or tissue.
Mm.
Ah, okay. Yan. Kasi parang abuse naman. Again, labakara lang ko. Ay, ina-abuse ko pala ang skin ko every day. Ano? You don't take advantage of your freshly washed face. Slap on that moisturizer right after you're rinsing your face and while skin is still semi-wet.
Oh.
Your skin is supplest at this point, so it will be better able to absorb moisturizer. Mm. Be a skin sinner no more as you become more conscious of your face washing habits. Consistency is key, and just like an athlete who trains hard, in no time you'll be a skincare champion once you get face washing down pat. Ayan, I won. Mas alam ko lang. Pag naka, ano na ako ng labakara sa mukha ko, yun na yun.
Ayun na yun.
Mm. Malinis na yun.
Malinis na.
As long as I feel clean, clean na yun.
Ganyan nga.
Oh, well, yeah, you know what? You can go overboard with products, ano? Sa mukha pa lang yan. Yeah.
Which will be very expensive, you know?
Ay, Jesus goodness. Kaya nga ako labakara lang. 99 cents, tapos ulit-ulit, hindi na tutunaw.
Oh, boy.
Ayan. It looks like it's time for our mag-Philippine News na ata tayo, ah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sige. Okay. All right. This is Samut Sari, Philippine News. Palace vows support for national ID system. Malacañang is ready to support the rollout of the National Identification Program once approved by Congress, Presidential Spokesman Harry Roque Jr. said yesterday. This landmark bill is a part of the legislative priority agenda of the Duterte administration to improve the delivery of government services. Thus, once ratified, the president will sign this into law. The Senate and the House of Representatives are expected to ratify the bicameral conference committee report anytime and have the reconciled measure sent to President Duterte for signature. The BICAM report was approved last Tuesday. The national ID will bear the person's fill cis number, full name, sex, blood type, date and place of birth, address, marital status, and photograph. It will also capture biometric data, a full set of fingerprints, and iris scan. The government has allotted 2 billion pesos for the first phase of the implementation of the project. The system will be rolled out in Metro Manila, Southern Tagalog, and Cordillera Administrative Region. Officials said the initial rollout of the program this year will cover about 1 million card holders. The total cost for the full rollout, which will begin next year and may take as long as 5 years, will reach up to 30 billion pesos.
All right.
Dami.
Ayan. And Philippines, still on weaker half of most powerful passport list. The Philippine passport has moved two spots higher but remains in the lower half of the latest World's Most Powerful Passports rankings. The Philippines moved from the 72nd spot to the 70th in the latest Hinley Passport Index released on May the 22nd. The list ranked 199 passports from 1 to 100 according to the freedom they allow their holders to travel visa-free to up to 227 different travel destinations, including countries, territories, and microstates. Now, these are the list of most powerful passports. The first one is Japan. They are 189 visa-free countries that they can travel. The second is Germany and Singapore, 188 countries. Third is, South Korea, Finland, France, Italy, Spain, and Sweden, 187 countries. The fourth one is Austria, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, United Kingdom, United States, and Portugal. Then we have Ireland, Belgium, Switzerland, Denmark, and Canada. So the United States and Great Britain is on the fourth place, 186 visa-free countries that they can travel to. Now, and then we are on, the Philippines shared the 70th spot with Azerbaijan, the Dominican Republic, and Tunisia. A Philippine passport holder now has visa-free access to 66 countries, three more compared to the index released in January. Japan emerged as the most powerful passport allowing visa-free entry to 189 destinations. Germany and Singapore shared the second spot as their passport holders could visit 188 destinations without a visa. Singapore is the only Southeast Asian country to land a spot on the five most powerful passports list. Ranking third were passports from Finland, France, Italy, South Korea, Spain, and Sweden, which could freely enter 187 destinations. Now, Southeast Asian rankings. The Philippine passport fell on the seventh spot compared to its Southeast Asian neighbors. Indonesia, meanwhile, is the biggest gainer in the region as it jumped 12 spots to 67th. From 79th in the 2017 global rankings. Malaysia followed Singapore as the second most powerful passport in the region as it allows visa-free access to 180 countries. Brunei, Timor-Leste, and Thailand landed the third and fourth and fifth spot respectively. Meanwhile, Myanmar ranked the lowest, granting visa-free access to 48 countries only. The Hinley Passport Index is a ranking of all the passports of the world according to the number of countries their holders can travel to visa-free. The ranking is generated from exclusive data of the International Air Transport Association, which maintains the world's largest and most comprehensive database of travel information. Ayan po. And that's our Samutsari Philippine News. Yan. So at least naman, we've gained two spots. So instead of 72nd tayo sa ranking, naging 70th na tayo. So we can travel up to 70, ilan bang ano natin? 66 countries visa free. I want to know so saan itong 66 countries, which is really good. But to find Japan as the most powerful, that's very interesting, isn't it? Yeah. I actually thought it's either United Kingdom or the United States as the most powerful, but they're actually just on the fourth place. South Korea is third. Imagine that. But Singapore and Germany is on the second spot, which is quite good. Good on you passport holders of Japan. Maybe I should immigrate to Japan.
No, you go to Japan. It's very nice. Have you been there?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh, okay.
I love to go to Japan.
Oh, it is very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very which nice. Which place did you go?
We stayed in Wakayama, but we went to, of course,
Tokyo,
Osaka. Chibaken, hindi ko na alam yung
mga pangalan.
Mga pangalan.
Yes, yes.
It's very hard to pronounce.
Yes, I love to tour Japan. It will be a very rich history as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love to go there. One day, nasa bucket list po natin yan. Mm-hmm. Ayan. Lia Salonga po muna tayo. Ito po, and enjoy the heart of the Filipino people.
Isang pinanggalingan, puso ng pelas ng silangan. Walang katulad na pag-alaga, walang katulad na pag-aruga. Taos pusong manasakit, walang inaasahang
Buhay. Ayan, the heart of the Filipino shining through. Ito naman po si Ate Jo natin sa ating chismis balita ng mga stars.
Of course, Herbert at Chris Botata sa Happily Ever After.
Anong butata, Ate Jo?
I don't know what butata means. I don't know. Asan ba yung mic ko? Hang on. I'll change my microphone. All right. Now, finally, maniniwala na ang lahat na talagang friends lamang si Quezon City Mayor Herbert Bautista at Chris Aquino. Marami ang hindi pa nakaka-move on sa ginawang pagsubok ng dalawa na ilampas pa sa hanggana ng friendship ang kanilang relasyon. Talo sila dahil mas marami silang prioridad, responsibilidad, pumarte pa ng malaki ang pagiging magulang nila. The two still maintain a relationship na pinaniniwalaan pa na marami na mauuwi sa isang romansa at kahit suko na ang dalawa, naniniwala pa rin na mahihintay pa niya ang kanyang love story at happily ever after.
Ayan, so hindi na talaga sila na. I don't even think na nagka-relasyon yung dalawang yan. Pero nag-away yan before eh.
Yeah.
Parang nagkatampuhan ba?
Yeah.
Hindi na nag-uusap, ganun. So, yes. Anyway, talagang never ending ang ano, ang intriga na
chika.
Sa chika sa ano, sa Philippine showbiz industry. Ayan. Ngayon, we will, before we greet everybody their special dies, shall we find another song for our dear listeners? Punta tayo kay Sharon, ha? Oh, hindi, kay Susan Fuentes. We go back to the good old days, hi? Sa Kabukiran.
Okay.
Ayan. Sa kabukiran talaga. Paano na lang ang nasa patag kung walang kabukiran? Ano, Ate Jo?
Meron pa bang kabukiran ngayon?
Meron pa.
Meron pa naman, ano?
Bisaya song pala yan. Nakalimutan ko. From Susan Fuentes. Ay, namimiss ko tuloy yung mga Bisaya songs natin.
Mm.
Next time, mag-ano tayo ng Yoyoy Villamil, mga Max Urban, ganon. Sorry, Ate Jo. Ayan. Ngayon naman po ay tayo dadako sa ating birthday greetings. Marami. Ayan, happy, happy 20th anniversary to my friend Narvi Young. And happy birthday Ati Pilar Boyle, who had an awesome celebration last night. And of course, happy birthday today to the founder of Fitcom, Ron Helisu, and Mai Garcia. Tomorrow naman, ang birthday ng kasin kong si Alice Rania in Spain. And of course, to all of you who are celebrating something special today and the coming days, congratulations. And of course, thank you to my friend Dai Susan Shedrick for always listening, and belated happy birthday Dai Susan noong 25th of May yung birthday mo, alam ko yun. So happy birthday. Ayan, Ati Jo, sino naman ang babatiin mo ngayong hapon?
Sa lahat po ng mga nagdiriwang ng kanilang mga karawan ngayon mula sa Samut Sari, maligayang bati po. At siyempre sa lahat po ng ating mga masugid na tagapakinig na walang palya na nakikinig sila tuwing linggo ng hapon, alas 4:20 ng hapon. Si Ate Lolit, of course.
Yes, thank you Ate Lolit.
Maraming salamat Ate Lolit. Sana ay makinig ka pa ulit.
Of course naman.
Lahat ng Sunday yan.
Si Ate Lolit.
Oo.
Yes, and of course naman, panawagan lang po ito, or really just inviting all of you to my Zumba class. I am also a certified Zumba instructor. Ang klase ko po is every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Ang entry po is $2 lang po yan. Pang whole fee lang po yan natin. So basically, practically free na po yung Zumba classes. And I'm doing this for our community. This is all for you, mga kababayan. Dapat po maging healthy and aware po tayo sa fitness natin. Ayan. So tawag lang po kayo sa akin if you have any questions on 021-191-0508. Ang venue po natin every Thursday is the corner of Stock Road and Great North Road in New Lynn. Kung alam niyo po kung saan ang Genghis restaurant, kaharap lang po yan ng Genghis restaurant sa corner ng Stock Road at Great North Road. Ayan. So, yes, Zumba time is always a happy time. Yan, Ati Jo, parang malapit na naman po tayo magtatapos ngayong hapon na ito. So, kami po ay simula na pong magpapaalam sa inyo.
Ang Samut Sari Philippine Cultural Radio Program po ay nagpapasalamat sa ating mga sponsors, Planet Air Travel, Chairman Foods and Butchery Limited, Wilson West, New Zealand Home Loans Massive, Western Union Money Transfer, at marami pang iba. So, sa ngalan po ng aming producer, ang ating magandang Tita Verge na medyo namamahinga po ngayon sa bahay. So, nagpapasalamat po kami sa lahat sa inyo, sa walang sawa ninyong pakikinig. Ito po si Ate Jo. Maraming salamat po. Hanggang sa muli, mabuhay po tayong lahat.
Yes, manamilit na po kami kaninyong tanan. Huwag niyo pong kalimutan. Ang again po, Zumba class po tayo tuwing Thursday night. And yours truly po, ang lead certified Zumba instructor natin. Venue yan, as I've mentioned before, corner ng Stock Road and Great North Road, New Lynn, opposite Genghis Restaurant. Daghang salamat. Ako si Manang Trini, signing off saying, health is wealth. So, Zumba na. Maayong gabi. Kaninyong tanan.
Basta magpakatotoo. Oh. Kapay at wag na mahal ang hanap mo.
talaga sa iyo. Nais mong ipakilala kung sino ka lang talaga. Pinoy, ikaw ay Pinoy. Ipakita sa